Many wonder if the 2014 Farm Bill might be the last Farm Bill, but some of the nation's leading ag groups are working to make sure that that isn't the case. The passage of the 2014 bill came after multiple years of efforts on Capitol Hill, eventually getting President Barack Obama's signature in February of 2014. Now, National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling says ag stakeholders don't want any future farm legislation to fall victim to the legislative climate and hope to present a united front in what they want out of the bill.
We're starting to talk about the next Farm Bill. Again, you know, that discussion never seems to die. We want to make sure that our other growers with soybeans, corn, and sorghum start talking to us about what they need in the next Farm Bill, what they don't want to lose in the next Farm Bill, and what we need to protect.
American Soybean Association Chairman Wade Cowan told AgriPulse last week that a group of growers is scheduled to meet with congressional ag leadership to discuss the bill next week.
The advocacy group that I chair, we'll meet with Chairman Conaway with the view of just how do we help get a farm bill through the Congress in the next few years when this one comes to its end that works for all farmers, that creates a good balanced approach, and make sure that we have a good safety net. So we're looking forward to that. We're in the fight, and we're going to continue to try to work to make sure that we get that done.
Cowan says protecting the bill's insurance programs will be key for agriculture.
In soybeans, we're going to protect the insurance, and we're going to protect the safety net. And like a lot of things about it, I think that PLC and ARC, as we go forward, is going to be, you know, a good thing. The things that we're going to have to look at is that we've got our partners in ag. Cotton's going to especially be one. There's going to be some different crops that maybe have problems with how the farm bill is. And we're going to have to work together to reach, you know, some consensus with them and move those things forward. But the biggest thing is right now to make sure that insurance is protected as a safety net.
Commodity prices have taken a significant downturn since the 2014 Farm Bill was signed, making the bill more expensive than originally thought. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.